Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our episode of walking through the Old Testament for Lent. And today we are with Joshua entering the promised land. Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. 40 years after God set Israel free from Egypt, at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses died, and God turned to Joshua and says, "All right, you have to lead these people into the promised land and conquer the 7 powerful nations that live there." Now, I can imagine what Joshua might have been thinking. Are you kidding me? First, these people are impossible to lead. They're stiff-necked, stubborn. Second, we're not strong enough to conquer the people who live here. We're outnumbered and outgunned. This is mission impossible. But God said to Joshua, "I will be with you." In essence, God said to Joshua, "I will do this for you." Then God literally gave Joshua a 3-step plan for the people to be able to stick with God and follow him, as God would win victory after victory for them. All they had to do was just remain with God. And to do that, God said, follow these 3 steps. Step 1, meditate on the Word of God day and night, and be careful to do it. So the first step was daily meditation and a resolution. Step 2, have the Word of God always on your lips. In other words, make the Word of God known to others by good conversation. Step 3, swerve not from the Word of God to the right or to the left. So make sure you keep the law of God and don't break it. Then they would have good success. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. So the first step that God gives Joshua for success was to meditate on the Word of God every day and be careful to do it, so have a resolution. Meditation, especially as taught by Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross, the two doctors on prayer, is a form of prayer where we engage our whole soul, intellect, emotions, and our will with the Word of God. It's not about emptying the mind or simply quieting ourselves, but rather about actively seeking to understand God's truth and apply it to our lives. So meditation begins by recalling that we're in the presence of God. He dwells in our soul. And then we read or listen to or recall something from the Word of God, Scripture, tradition, or the teaching of the Church. And then we think about it by asking questions like, God, what are you saying to me here? Or how does this truth reveal your love, your will, or your call for me? And what do you want me to do? What do you want me to change? But meditation is not complete until it leads to a practical resolution. That means to choose some concrete action to do that day. In other words, meditation forms convictions that should lead to action. Because as St. James reminds us, we must not just be hearers of the word, we must be doers of the word. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Now, the second step that God gave Joshua was to have the word of God always on our lips. What does that mean? Well, right before this, God made it really clear. In Deuteronomy 6, God said, "Teach the word of God diligently to your children. Talk about it when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Okay, that's pretty clear. God wants us to meditate on the Word of God and then talk about it. I really think God would be a good candidate for our movement, you know, of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. What's an easy way to carry out this second step? Well, invite someone to pray the rosary podcast with you. Or invite them just to pray the rosary with you and read the transcript, pray the rosary, and then have some good conversation. Just turn to them like I do with Teresa and ask, "What were you thinking about?" We come to understand something not just by reading or hearing it, but by actively engaging with it, especially through conversation. When we talk about an idea, we process it at a deeper level, clarifying our thoughts, making connections, reinforcing what we've learned. Speaking forces us to organize our understanding and put it into words, which solidifies the concepts in our minds. It also invites feedback, which gives us new perspectives, helping us refine and expand our own understanding. In this way, conversation becomes a powerful tool for locking in knowledge and making it our own. And the bonus is that by good conversation, we reap the fruit of real friendship with the most important people in our lives. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Now the third step that God gave Joshua was to make sure that he did not swerve from the word of God to the right or to the left. In other words, Joshua was supposed to do a daily examination of conscience to make sure that he was on the right path. Don't swerve to the right or to the left. That's an interesting way to put it. All the virtues stand in the middle between two extremes, excess and defect. Each virtue is like a mountain peak with a valley of vice to the left and right, excess or deficiency. Take humility, for example. Humility is thinking correctly about oneself. I have gifts, but I don't have all the gifts. Pride is to deviate from humility to the right or the left. I can think I have all the gifts and everyone else is stupid. That's thinking too highly about myself. Or I can fail to recognize my own dignity and gifts. That's thinking too little about myself. But both are pride. Magnanimity is the virtue of not worrying about what people say or think, and just doing what's right. Vanity doesn't care about doing the right thing. It just seeks the praise, the good opinion of people. It's the excessive desire for human approval. So it swerves away from magnanimity. Whereas pusillanimity, I love that word. It's to be pusillanimous. Pusillanimous. It's a deficiency where we shrink from doing great things because we fear what others will say if we fail. So God told Joshua, examine your thoughts, your words, and your actions each day to keep you from swerving to the right or to the left. God wants us to hit the ball down the middle. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So God commanded the Israelites to not only meditate on the Word of God, but talk about it with their people. And we all want friendship. And we want the opportunity to talk about the most important things with the most important people in our life. But what do we do if our family and friends, what if they don't want to pray or talk about religious things? Well, then we need a strategy to help them, a strategy to help increase their hunger and interest in God. Now remember, friendship is built through conversation. So don't engage with people in conversationless ways. That means get off your screens. And then invite them to do something good, like have a meal with you, have a drink with you, take a walk with you. And then show them the love of God by being genuinely interested in them. Ask them what they think about. Ask them, hey, what's the number one thing that's been on your mind for the last 30 days or so? Or what's the best part of your life? Or, what has been the most challenging part of your life recently? It's amazing how pain is a generator for reflection. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I had the best experience last night.
Which was?
I have a little rosary group.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys that hosts, he's really a fantastic host.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had really nice cheese and meat tray.
Mm-hmm.
And he ordered pizzas. We had drinks before, standing around the island, you know, in the kitchen. And so there's five of us standing there, and he asks the most contentious questions imaginable. But it was so awesome because all the guys standing around the island were able to express their position.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all divergent. And nobody became emotional or upset.
Mm-hmm.
And it became the most fantastic conversation.
This is one of the, it's not the highest, but I think it's one of the highest forms of coming together as a community. Obviously, the highest being the sacrifice for the Mass. But let's not put down the mere meeting of the minds when people can really discuss something without conflict, which is difficult.
Well, there was conflict. Meaning,
you're right. I guess I mean a conflict of personal, where you feel like you hate the other person for their opinion.
Yeah, there was conflict, meaning our opinions conflicted, perspectives conflicted. Mm-hmm. But there was not contention.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't fear, there wasn't anger, there wasn't hatred, there wasn't any of those things. It was fantastic. And it brought everyone to a much greater understanding of the topic of the question.
Mm-hmm.
We all walked away with a much better understanding.
Yeah.
Because of the conversation.
Yeah, that's exactly how things are best investigated, best developed, best researched, is when there is a friendly discussion about it. It's competitive in a good way. It's like the best. I can't remember who it was. It might have been the CEO, the creator of Fjällräven, the outdoor brand there. I think, are they Norwegian or something like that? But I think it was him that talked about competition in the sense of he always wanted to be bettered by someone, he wanted to better someone else, but he would openly share their blueprints for all of their stuff because he just wanted the best outdoor wear for everyone. And competition is really good for that, but not if you keep everything to yourself and you have to be, no matter what, the winner to the downfall of someone else. But there's something really beautiful about really having good competition, good arguments, good discussions, and not worrying about getting the better of someone else or even someone else. Sometimes we are proven wrong, but when you're really just seeking real truth, real betterment for our small community or the greater community, or even just to discover something that's right, it's so invigorating. It's incredible.
We have to take the attitude into a conversation that no matter what the other person's perspective or opinion is, there's something to be gained from their insights and from the conversation.
Mm-hmm. And this idea you've talked about with pride of not thinking too much or too little of yourself, I think we learn a balance of that in conversation where you don't want to talk too much, you don't want to talk too little, you don't want to immediately cave when someone else meets you, but you also don't want to be immovable if you're wrong.
Right.
It really teaches us the middle line, because if you don't practice those virtues, then you can't be in conversation.
And asking questions, having conversation are the two absolute foundation pillars of friendship.
Mm. It's a small part in Les Miserables, but it was my favorite part of the entire book, that they discuss the way that the friends of the ABC, the friends of the ABC, they meet and they discuss everything together. And they talk about the different perspectives of each friend in this group and the way that they get so passionate and they're at odds with each other. But they, Victor Hugo just waxes poetic for page upon page upon page about the way that minds meet together to discuss. And it is the smallest part of that book, but it is my favorite part because that's what I want so much for people and for community and for myself and my friends. But everyone should get a slice of that.
Yeah, I actually, one of the attributes that I appreciate most about you, a lot about you, is that I can say or do something or have an opinion or a way that I'm phrasing things, and you can just openly say, no, I don't agree with that. I don't, you always have the best way of phrasing it, but basically you're saying, I don't agree with that, or I don't like the way you're doing that, or actually the way you're saying or doing that is wrong. And you can just kind of confront me about it. And it causes me to think about it, gain a different perspective, change a behavior, and we go forward.
I would say the same of you. That surprises me because I see myself, sometimes I can be a little non-confrontational to a dangerous degree, but I think obviously you've set a good precedent in our relationship that I can say I don't agree with that, I don't agree with this or that, but you've also always been so good about, I always think back to the moment in high school where I was like, I'm getting really into stoicism, this is so interesting. I really just wanted to, I was a teenage girl, so I wanted to suppress all my emotions just to not deal with them. And the way you would always approach things like that, you'd be like, oh, it's very interesting. Be very careful. It's not perfect. There are many good things about stoicism. It's not perfect. And we would talk about things like that, and you were good at really emphasizing the right things and not dampening curiosity, letting me expand into different philosophies and things like that, but having a little warning there, or, oh, it's not quite like that.
Well,
even if I was entirely wrong.
That's because with your older four siblings, I blew it and wrecked them.
It's not so true. They're doing pretty good.
It's true.
They themselves were probably much of the reason that I turned out the way I did.
I just love that line.
Because if anyone can really confront you about how you're acting, it's your siblings. They can say, hey, You're really terrible, and no one likes you because of it.
Yeah.
It really turns your life around.
I just love that line from Deuteronomy chapter 6 where God says that we should talk about these things. Talk about our faith. Talk about important things all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think about the line in Les Miserables about those friends and their discussions. He said, they talked about everything in loud voices and everything else in very quiet ones.
But this is exactly why our tagline is friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. And the rosary meditations are just a way to have conversation. And when you have conversation, you have friendship.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, my highest recommendation as a total side point, I'm furnishing a house right now. I'm trying to figure out the setup for this house I'm just moving into. And I'm trying to figure out where can I put up a TV or like a projector or something, but I refuse to put it in my living room. I think it's a terrible place for a TV. It really changes the way you have conversations. It changes the way you sit in the living room. And everyone keeps saying, oh, you could put it right there in the living room, or you could put it right there in that room. And I highly recommend the greatest sacrifice you can make in your house is to not put a TV anywhere on the first floor. Almost no one in our family has one on their first floor. Or in their bedrooms, and it's hard, and I love movies, and I love really good TV shows, but it will change the dynamic of the conversations in your house when the only option in those rooms is to talk. It's incredible.
It's totally true. Get rid of your TV, get rid of your screens, and you will end up with conversation.
It's killing me right now, but I gave up TV for Lent, and I'm just like, itching for it 24/7, but I know that this will be the greatest thing for me this Lent.
It all results in good conversation and friendship. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.